지금
So as I mentioned in the last lesson, we really need to think about refuge. So in order for there to be genuine refuge in our hearts, we first must possess the two causes for such a refuge to arise in our minds. Yeah. So what are the two causes? So in summary, they are the fear and faith.
What in the history? Chezangata, Chezangata, Rang Jobala, as the Sumana Shire, Chi Jen, Nangi Jen, Nigitone, Rang Jobqua, Jibatil. What the Jenny Sanguya, Chezang Chi Jen, Sanji Mune. 랑이 껴베기 누바 차장지 투차바래 쓰와래 조조 단 남기겐 상바이나 겹투그랬어 단 남기겐 조조 뒤에 다 산재라 테벨로스 어디 여바이나 산재 겹투해 됐습니다.
And there are two conditions that will enable us to be protected, to be you know, to be afforded that protection and refuge. Yeah. So they are the external condition and the internal condition. So the external condition is the Buddha. The Buddha from his own side possesses all the means, qualities, and the power to afford us that refuge and protection. Okay. So what we need to do is to ensure that from our own side, we need to have the internal condition of that faith and entrustment to the Buddha. So if from our own side, if we have that, then we will definitely be protected.
어떠시니? 다티네마 땅에서 간제시켜 그랬으니 치와 연구여래 따라와 다 간제시켜 그랬으니 다 치와 연구여래 제가로 딘데질라다 약보지 시험발라 아니지 저도 동아스다 미드비 동아스다 직바디 탐제다 랑그 셈네 용해 대 내게 덥지 용해 저도 난게 진신해 용해 딜라다 고아야 부차고야 그러고 디지 내가지 차기여래.
So, having said that, if these two conditions are present, we will be protected by the Buddha. Yeah. But then that begets the question, how does the Buddha protect us? How are we protected, isn't it? So, to understand this, then there's one very important point for us to realize. Yeah. All of our fears and our suffering ultimately arise from our own minds, arises from our own undisciplined, the negative mind. Yeah.
어떻게니? 저저 다 제정다 쓴 모두의 뜻이 용해. 어떤데 이상 동할 탐지했다 렘이에 왜더블 용해 어떤데 차기월에 재상하다 동할 때라 탈바 차발라 동할지 규디 아니 매바소고 난기 있긴 쪼다 아니 따 미제외 레디 매바소고 해 차기월에 디 소툼나 아니 동할 때 중구여 말해 아니 동할에 조두구여 말해 다툰다.
Yeah, so how does the Buddha protect us from the fears and suffering? So our fears and suffering arises primarily, from the undisciplined mind, yeah, the unsubdued mind, yeah. And all of our problems are suffering is the result of non-virtue or non-virtuous karma, which is inside of us, you know, it's something internal, yeah, not external. So in order to overcome our suffering, to be free from our suffering, then we have got to overcome this internal condition, the unsubdued mind, which gives rise to our non-virtuous karma. Yeah? So if we can overcome them, then we will be liberated from our suffering.
Yeah? 산재를 대바여 와서 뒤숭 아니지 배 나갑지 차선 이게 주변 수림 숭에 떠올라 아니지 다 망기 죽투배지 용구하래 대를 죽바이나 다 이게 주변 수림 떠올 샤바이나 숭에 떠올 샤바이나 다 추엉어 떠올 시 갑지 차기하래 그러고 딘데지란 줄로 여바이나 다 니숭기 동아기 집발래 겨베 니바이 말해 제당 추 세디 겹 오차에 딘에 시도배.
Yeah, so since the main cause of suffering, the unsubdued mind or non-virtuous karma is inside of us, you know, it's within us. So the solution to the problem has to come from our own side as well. And the solution has to be inside of us as well. Yeah. Yeah. And we have to practice the solution, which is the ethics of the ethics of refraining from the 10 non-virtuous actions. So with the faith, the conviction in Buddha, and from our own side, if we guard our practice of ethics of refraining from the 10 non-virtues, definitely we will be protected from the sufferings of the lower realms. So in here, in this context here, of the path that is shared with the person of small capacity, the actual refuge, the very thing that protects us, that rescues us, saves us from suffering of the lower realms is this practice of the avoiding the 10 non-virtues. Yeah, virtues, yeah. So this practice in this context becomes the actual protection, the very thing that actually saves us.
Oh, 진정 제가 딱 딘데기 미기 주변에 수림 딱 야보지 송토벨라 아니 군조로 이식이 태바 아니 고야디 내가치 무차그여래 지섬 태바 체외 떡기 아니 미국수분 수림로 죽도래 냠수 롱토에 아니 개발 침부 흉거여래 제단다 산제라 이식이 태바 세디 제치 무차그여래 디여나 아니 지타 수림 비타부 송해라 개발 침부 흉해 어디네 있어래
And of course, if our faith, our faith and our trust in the Buddha is strong, then we will be able to put this the practice of refraining from the ten non-virtuous actions, we put it into practice. Yeah, we will be able to guard this practice of ethics. Yeah, isn't it? So in fact, actually, the stronger our faith and our trust in the Buddha. The better will be our practice of ethics. Yeah. So there is a relationship. Yeah. So therefore, there's a faith and a belief in the Buddha jewel. Yeah. Becomes important. Yeah.
Oh, 도신이 진대인상 다 갑등원서 다 잡이 모순에 갑라 다 잡이 모순 순가라 아니 가서래 빼나 산재 군조 선이 직부시 한 잡이 모순 그 여말에 서로 다 지지부 멤버 아니 잡숨스다 남주 먼저 가라소라 산제 최 김준윤스니다 산제 직보 말씀하죠 산제 최 김준윤스니 잡숨 용대지 자기가래.
So if you notice here in the teachings here in the section where it talks about identifying our savior, the objects of refuge, it doesn't only talk about the Buddha, yeah, isn't it? So it talks about the three refuges, yeah, and what are they? The Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha.
Oh, tindi sini, tindi ke tanga tu tak jabiu pena jab suci pena tak jaya tu masih ada tu tanga tu jabiu si tindi ni jab. Oh, tindi tanga, ane cik tak canggih sana kita canggih sama papa mampu tindi si ane. 즉 융에 대해 조 가리게 떠들 융거야 그래서 조 추억군주 떠기 융해, 알아봐.
So all the so the objects whom we regard as our savior, whom we regard as our savior as our refuge, the Buddhas together with their spiritual sons, all the superior bodhisattvas, all the bodhisattvas abiding on the different bodhisattva grounds, yeah. All of them arise from the Dharma jewel.
Oh, 도시네. 제단것도 다 가르쳐 보게. 아, 다, 당근도 남주 산재에서 자신부 제대네. 다디 소개돼야 좋다 취급소에. 당근도 인도인스니 다 법에 강사. 인도인스 자신부 제대돼야 좋 취급.
So all the Buddhists, you know, whom we hold so dear in our hearts, you know, so precious, yeah. What is it that produces the Buddha, you know, that makes a Buddha? It is none other than the Dharma jewel. And all the holy beings, the Arya beings, the superior beings, you know, whom we also hold in high regard, who we cherish, yeah, who we find precious, they also come from the Dharma jewel, yeah.
어 독수 말이 제가 다 군족 숨디 빼나 산재 군족 최 군족 긴디 군족 순이 숨이용해 다 조조 통마 다 랑기 줄라 다 주변도 가나 통마 최 군족 세디 주변 그 아래 다 최 군족도 주바 될 때네 다 긴디 군족 세디 용 그 아래 다 긴디 군족디 다 남 냠수랑네 다 권해 권도 다 신이도 가나 다 산재 군족 세디 림바디네 최 긴디 산재 순이다.
So therefore, there are these three objects of refuge, yeah? The Buddha, the Dharma, and Sangha. Yeah? But if you look in terms of, if you look at, if you think of the three jewels in terms of cause and effect relationship, yeah? Especially in relation to our own minds, yeah? How we can be like them. Yeah? So first, the Dharma jewel has to be produced. It has to be degenerated. The Dharma jewel, yeah, has to arise first, yeah. And then the person who achieves the Dharma jewel becomes a Sangha jewel. And this Sangha jewel, progressively, on the path, will one day become the Buddha jewel. So there's a cause and effect. So first build based dependence on the Dharma, then the Sangha, you become a Sangha, and then that person becomes a Buddha.
어 독신이 다 조조 다 남주 양 고림 진대 용대 산지 쇼던 진대 용심 고림이 아니 조다 산지 직된도 춤 옹도 잖아 다 당부 산지 직된도 춤 니 산지 쇼 송 쇼대 송에 냠수 능력이 강사 총세 다 제림 옹도 잖아 산지 쇼던 진대 용심이 아리 받들어 송 거요래
Okay, so you follow? Yeah. So in terms of an individual, in terms of the evolution, So first the Dharma jewel, then the Sangha jewel, and then the Buddha jewel. But usually, when we talk about the Buddha Dharma Sangha, we talk about the Buddha Dharma Sangha in that order, isn't it? Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. Yeah. So this order of describing the three jewels is from the perspective of the Buddha's descent, the Buddha's coming or arising in this world system. In terms of the historical evolution in this world, the Buddha descended, the Buddha came, Buddha taught the Dharma, and then by practicing, by actualizing the Dharma, then there came to be the Sangha.
Oh, 독신이 다 돈다이니 다 저장 다 토마를 안 줄라 제도가나 최근적 세대 다 돈다이니 가르스 간대지를 쓰고 왔으나 다 밖에 다 니몽바 가야 로안식이 아니 지다
Okay, I forgot what I'm saying. Oh yeah, something about the Dharma Jewel. Yeah. So in terms of, let's say if we talk about the evolution, first there is the Dharma Jewel. Yeah. So having said that, we have to identify, we have to understand at least a little bit what on earth is the Dharma Jewel. Yeah. The Dharma Jewel refers to that the mind, this particular mind, they can act as a direct antidote to any of our afflictions. Okay, the Dharma jewel refers to this one particular mind, which is a direct antidote to any of the affliction. So come the time when this mind is generated, that is when the Dharma jewel is produced. Yeah. And the person who has this Dharma jewel in his or her mind, then that person becomes a Sangha jewel.
Oh, that 독신이 that 아니지 어떤데 차대 어떤데 있을 걸로고 소.
뭐래?
The dear Mantechi.
Dharma jewel, okay? Is Dharma jewel a book or not? A textbook? Dharma text?
Oh, Tindishini. That Tinema, Karla, Nichila, some sort of Takazan, some to call it. Oh, Tushin, Takazan, some to the shop. Takazan, Timola, Mazota, Sanja Kunjo, Sunny, and there. Shishi. 다 순위인데 순기인데 특기인데 틀리인데 독순이 차니 다 지네마 다 추기인데 순야 가족이 있어래 추기인데 지네마 진득이인데 이 순야 가족이 있어.
So in the last lesson, we looked briefly at the qualities of the Buddha's exalted body, Buddha's exalted speech, and Buddha's exalted mind, and his enlightened activities. Yeah. Then in the text, after that, the text continues with the qualities of the Dharma and the Sangha.
Ta tunda ta tie la samlo tan la ta pena kan chu chu gi yin de samlo tan la zo zo nga shu ba na che de sanje 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 gi kusun tu gi yin de chile de zhe ya bu ji xian qi ta ti de sam ji mi cha ba ya ba xian du gan la ta ti de sam ji mi cha ba yin de yue ding sanje di kang le zhong de shen na zo zo ani chue dang guo bei lan mi a chue dang le ga shi Kopada Lamgi Dampani, Tela Tena Chuare, Sudukana, Tindeg to be Chudan Kopa, said the Yundi Chabarjan, Nuba Chabarjan Yaji, and it she took it soon.
So, you know, when we look at the qualities of the Buddha's exalted, well, the exalted speech, exalted mind, and his enlightened activities, yeah. I mean, if you look at them, they are really inconceivable, yeah. Yeah, really inconceivable, yeah. So where did this inconceivable Buddha came from? So it rose from the Dharma, yeah, isn't it? So, and the Dharma here refers specifically to true path and true cessation. Yeah. So if you understand how inconceivable the Buddha's qualities are, then you get some idea how you get some idea of the potential, the power of the Dharma.
Oh, today is Sunday. Just now,
So now, again back to the Dharma Jewel. So specifically, the Dharma Jewel refers to the true path and true cessation. So what is true path? So as I said earlier, true path refers to this special mind, this one mind, which is the direct antidote to the afflictions in our mental continuum. So come the time when this special mind is developed, then we achieve true path. Yeah. So true path is this special mind, which is the antidote to the affliction. And based on that, you know, then we achieve a kind of a freedom from a permanent freedom from any of these levels of affliction. Yeah. So that factor of that freedom, that any part, the permanent freedom from any of the afflictions, that is known as true cessation.
Oh, toxin. That don't die. That is just that. Kali jama. That living with it. Seru to he. Arwata. That don't die. Nekap toxin. That kope temba. Langi temba. Say the chokun jo cigarettes. That. Ta gobe de man lam git de ba yang ko ship chabu chama ta salam da ti kap la ni ser tu he yung te gre wa
okay for now you just have to stick to this level of understanding of what Dharma Jewel is, yeah, and so now you have some idea roughly what is the true path and what is true cessation. Okay, for now you just keep it at that, because this will become clearer in the future, and especially when we look into the topic of the paths and grounds. Yeah. So at that time, we will go deeper. We'll look at true path and true cessation in more detail. Yeah, as to what exactly they are.
Oh, toxin. Nema sanje kunjo tinde sun. Nema ta jindu kunjo yende sun. Ta zo zo ta. Kapti jindu kunjo sedi pape kansa la shaya. Ta tiang ta jindu kunjo sedi ta yende shenba la. Ta tanda chugi kunjo. Ta chugi yende tianxie. Ani de chushin du dunye la. Ani jindu kunjo yende tianbar che. Oti sumudu.
So next is the qualities of the Sangha, in the Sangha Jewel. So here, the Sangha Jewel refers primarily to the Arya beings, yeah, the superior beings. Okay. So we reflect on the qualities of the superior beings, and how they are the ones, who possess the Dharma jewel, and how they practice the Dharma. Yeah.
다
Okay, so that was so now we finished with the section of going for refuge by knowing the good qualities of the objects of refuge themselves. Yeah? So next is going for refuge by knowing the distinctions.
What to say? That don't that he that kunjo sum nang penjung chabar she she that don't that that dinat karsore. That sanje se do that ngomar changchu ba se that don't that yun. 근데 군대에 맞아야 돼. 어떤 추세디 아니 변화 간 산제 직전도 춘세 아디 숭배 다 추세지다. 근진 세디 대중이기다. 최대 중이기 강사들의 근진 소 진대기다. 제제 아니 남편 중이다. 개발시에 어디 내살 진대 시에 돈에 잡수도에 대숭배스를.
So next, going for refuge by knowing the distinctions. Yeah, here we go for refuge by understanding the distinctions among the three jewels. Yeah, yeah, the differences between the Buddha Dharma Sangha. Yeah, so the Buddha jewel has the defining characteristic of full perfect enlightenment. Yeah, so that is what the Buddha jewel is, and the teaching jewel is that which arises. Or the teaching jewel, the Dharma jewel, is that which arises from the Buddha jewel. And then, what about the Sangha jewel? The Sangha jewel has the defining characteristic of correct practice. And they are, well, in short, the other ones, the Sangha jewel are the ones who correctly practice the Dharma jewel. Yeah.
어 딘데시네 다 딘네마 숨바 켈랑 켈랑베고네 접수 소화세 드리샤 다 산자라 접던 바 안 추연냥 될라 잡고 진들라 잡듯이 따로 숨에 보내 잡수도 와서 도시는 숨했다.
Okay, next. So it's on page 70, isn't it? Next, it says this near the bottom of the page. It says assertion. Yeah. That is actually the perhaps we could translate it as going for refuge through commitment. Yeah. So in this sense, we go for refuge through commitments. What does that mean? That means you uphold the Buddha as the teacher of refuge. Then the Dharma, which is Nirvana, that is the actual refuge. And then the Sangha is those who assist us to attain refuge.
어떻게 지내신 다서 숨바티제 다서 시바디 딘사데 다 신도 미마위 접수 송아세 다 조조 가르소다 다 둔다 다 베나 치 라뜸 가르소다
So there are basically in this section of refuge there are four main points, yeah. So then the fourth one is this. It says not advocating other ones. Yeah. So that is in full, going for refuge by refusing to acknowledge other refuges. Yeah. What does it mean? It means on the basis of knowing that your own object of refuge here, like the Buddha, is the omniscient one, the one who possesses all the qualities and who is free of each and every single fault. On the basis of knowing that, you know, then you hold on to that as your only refuge, you know, without acknowledging any other refuge. Yeah. So when we say we go for refuge by refusing to acknowledge other refuge, you know, that has to come on the basis of knowing yourself that the Buddha is someone who has completed all the good qualities, is someone who has eradicated everything, all the faults, you know, and he is the only one who can protect any individual from the sufferings of the lower realms and the sufferings of the whole samsara, you know, as a whole, yeah. On the basis of knowing that he's the only one, the Buddha, the enlightened minds, are the only ones who can afford us protection from the sufferings of the lower realms and the sufferings of cyclic existence, samsara. If you acknowledge, if you understand this, there's nobody else who can do the job. Then based on this, of course, then you hold Buddha as the only refuge and you don't turn to anyone else for protection because they can't do the job, yeah. Okay, so next, what do we do after having gone for refuge to the Buddha Dhamma Sangha? What are some of the trainings that we have to follow? Yeah. So next, with regards to the stages of training after having gone for refuge, the precepts, yeah. There are the specific or special precepts, and then there are the general precepts. Okay, or we say here, specific, yeah, or specific or special. Yeah. So the specific precepts is divided into two. Yeah. Well, it's translated here as the precepts of what is to be stopped and the precepts of what is to be accomplished. Yeah. But if you want a more accurate translation, more atas translation, in place of those two, you say the proscriptive precepts and the prescriptive precepts. I mean, besides, simi ai zo. I mean,
what is it? What's wrong?
Kaupilacha.
Autoxin, that tela, that tambo, that carzola, that sanja kunjola, that tambo, sanja kunjola, japsu doce, any carpe lapsa carrier, that tambo, any chick. This sungai latin, but that tambo ni, jig dembe, la tapo, tam jolo, sopa, la, puke, japsu mizina, itasu, shida, and lula sopa, tachim, tenant.
Okay, so the special precepts there are two. Yeah, the prescriptive precepts and the prescriptive precepts. Yeah, prescriptive means beisai. What is prescribed means beisai lah. Okay, I mean that was okay. So on page 72. Yeah. Okay. So what are the things that we should not do after having gone for refuge to the Buddha Jewel? So on the top of page 72, yeah. So if one does not even regard the powerful worldly gods, Rudra, Vishnu, and the like as long-term refuge, then there's no need to speak of nagas and local spirits belonging to the who are hungry ghouls, yeah. So in this regard, while it is not appropriate to rely on them from a lack of conviction in the three objects of refuge, it is not inappropriate to seek their assistance for some action of, what says, temporary character. By way of example, it's like seeking assistance from a donor for one's livelihood, or like relying on the doctor in hope of a cure.
어둑신이 세상 따뜻하게 쉬거나 신뢰 다 가르치는 따뜻한다 당보다 빼는 잡수 소원도 가라 다기 낭신수 신도 매마오 잡수 소원 세 낭신 돈다 잡 약부지 모순제 다른 게 다 주제 다 집어 탐제를 겹에데 산제 코난이 냄에다 잡 약부지 유도 가라 약부지 모순에 잡수 소원 사러 와 그러봐 다 근데 잡수 소원 사제 다 텔라 이 마치와 체제 다 직대 라 신라 이제 체바이나 안디그 말해서 나라 토바도 사지다 때 누바메바도 삼지다 뒤에 누바 체스 딘데 섬로 코바이나 손제 태바 침바이나 안 디기요 말했다 가베 납셔티리
Okay, I mean, you know, when we take refuge, in the very first place, you are supposed to identify for yourself, yeah. What on earth are you going, who are you seeking protection from, isn't it? What is it that you're seeking protection from? So therefore, we identify that it's the Buddha Dharma Sangha. And then when it comes to the Buddha in particular, once no, you are supposed to go for refuge after you have decisively concluded in your own heart, in your own mind, that it is the Buddha ultimately that can only the Buddha can protect us from the sufferings of the lower realms and the sufferings of the whole of samsara. Yeah. So once you have decisively concluded that in your mind, then you know you entrust yourself, isn't it? Oh yeah, Tio. This is Pao Tio. Yeah. The kind of thing, no, you entrust yourself, you take refuge. After having done that, and then, you know, if we then, you know, kind of like, you know, decide to, you know, we change our minds, and then we kind of like look to some of these nagas and spirits and what have you, you know, or somebody lower, you know, and seek refuge from them, then it is like going against what you have committed to, isn't it? What you have thought about earlier, isn't it? It seems like as if there are doubts, isn't it? So this is as after having gone for refuge to the Buddha, this is what we are supposed to avoid. This is what is prescribed. Yeah, what we should not do. Yeah.
Oh, that today, Shabaina, Chazan, that Taki, that when a Jamro said, touch it to each of the loss, like a secure song, Tangan, each of the Labaina, and it on the Jamro Yunguya, Jamro Tonguya, Tilly Shinjila, only Tatu Japs Zimbaina, Japson Pasha, Tilly Tatu Japsian Baja Zimbaina. 다 나기 점도를 어디 이용 말아봐 점도 동쪽으로 봐, 봐.
What on earth is refuge? It is a state of mind. It is this mind of, you know, it's a very decisive mind. 100% you decide in your mind, you entrust, you know, that this is the Buddha Dharma Sangha. You know, I go for refuge to them. That's what essentially refuge is, isn't it? Yeah. So if this is the meaning of refuge, and after having gone for refuge to Buddha Dharma Sangha, if we then, after that, consider some other entity as our ultimate refuge, as something better, then the previous mind of refuge, which is this heartfelt conviction in your mind, would cease to exist, isn't it? They cannot exist together, yeah? So if that is the case, then if you... So basically, we then entrust ourselves to something... other than the Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha as our ultimate refuge, then obviously the previous mind of refuge is gone. Yeah? And then it will disappear from our minds, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah?
So if we, after having gone for refuge to Buddha Dhamma Sangha, then if we then entrust ourselves to some other entity as our ultimate, refuge, then our earlier mind of refuge will disappear, wouldn't be there, isn't it? I mean, it's contradictory, yeah? So, but you know, we have to relate all this, you know, back to, you know, what we discussed earlier. What we discussed earlier is absolutely very important, you see. We have to understand, you know, this is one understanding that we all have to, it's very important. All our problems and our unhappiness and all our suffering, ultimately arises from the negative mind, the unhappy mind, the unsubdued mind. Yeah, and all the suffering and problems is the result of our negative karma, non-virtue, isn't it? Yeah. So it is inside us, it's not outside of us. So, and all of these problems and suffering arises from non-virtue. Non-virtue arises because of the unsubdued mind. And if you look at the unsubdued mind, at the root of all the unsubdued mind, at the very root of all of them, is basically ego. In simple English, ego, but in technical terms, it's what we call apprehending a self. Apprehending ourselves to be real, truly existent. This is what we call ignorance. So this is the root of all our problems. And the only person or entity who has taught, you know, the antidote to this ignorance is only the Buddha. None other, no other entity. So from this you can understand how, you know, ultimately the Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha are the highest objects of refuge.
Yeah.
So if we don't, if we want to be free of all our problems, every problem, then we have to free ourselves and liberate ourselves from the causes of those problems. Yeah, and the causes, the root of all the problems, is this ignorance. Yeah, apprehending as a real self, ego, basically. Yeah. And so we have to overcome that. So we have to produce the antidote, you know, for that, to that ignorance. And if you look around, it is only the Buddha who has taught the antidote to this ignorance. Nobody else in this world. And how did the Buddha what did the Buddha say about this? The Buddha taught on the meaning of dependent arising, as the antidote, you know, to overcoming this ignorance. You know. So it is, if you can see. That it is, actually, you look around, it's only the Buddha is very clear. Nobody else has taught on dependent arising. So, you see, based on this discussion, if you understand, you know, the ins and outs, you know, then you can really start to see, you know, how the Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha are the unsurpassed objects of refuge. It means there's no one higher than the Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha as our who can be our savior, who we can entrust ourselves to. Yeah. So especially if you understand, you know, the ins and outs of what you've just discussed.
You know. benada jikten bela damenda yongore dile tepa chena dikta ma dikta chiwa damenda taktu tinte yongde ngay chakiyo re benan halu shida tinto lata jabsu chona dikta ma dikta tinte yongore chesan tanda dina sebu shwe na shing re ko tatukui jabsu zina mi jingye ta nekab ta chudungi chawa ta ta neta noba tinte sege chidu ta ko chimbu ta chok zoya la ane gyan yo ma res otuksini den sebu jaya ta tatukui jabsu zina dikki ma res Otuksine, then Nakum Totsa and Ashinta, Bena Nebaina, Member Jap Chogorwa, Member Reva Chogor, Tinan Shinji China, and Kyomadesini, the Linga team.
And you know, this, you know, the question about whether it is all right, you know, for us to take refuge, you know, in no gods, you know, and Fabi Kong, I don't know what have you. Those things are, you know, on you know, pray to Nagas and what have you, you know. So whether it's all right or not. So this question comes up all the time. Yeah. It's one of those perennial favorites. So what is the answer? The answer is very clear. Yeah, in the text, yeah. If we regard these entities as our ultimate refuge, as the highest refuge, then it is not right. Yeah, because they can't do the job, yeah. But it is okay at times to seek their temporary assistance, as it is said here in the text, isn't it? Yeah. It's like, you know, if there are some problems involving them, and if there's something that they can do within their means, you know, like, you know, solving some of these, maybe sicknesses or spirit harms or whatever, you know, then seeking their temporary assistance is all right, you know. It's like someone who is sick, and then, you know, if you look, for a doctor to recover, yeah.
Oh, doctor, ne, just that the cardio should be there. That tian guo the qi jian zhen chao yu de, lao qi la lu shi da shi du qi jian ji bu chao yu de. Zuo zuo ne dang ne ba dang par jie kan de zhuang yin ne zuo lang ge le de bi yin wei. Ti lan yang kuo den den cha guo ji qi mo le.
Okay, so it is not right at all to hold, to regard these worldly entities as an ultimate object of refuge. Yeah. So, but if at times perhaps, you know, it may be okay to seek temporary assistance from them. That's all, temporary assistance without regarding them as tokong or, you know, some objects or some ultimate object of refuge. But having said that, you know, again, you know, we have to understand, you know, that all these spirits and nagas and what have you, you know, outside or outside there, you know, they are just external conditions, you know. So it's true at times they do play a part, you know, in some of our experiences, such as getting sick, you know, getting possession and spirit possession and what have you. But nevertheless, they are still external conditions. So perhaps at times, by working at these external conditions, the problem does get solved. But still, even if that's the case, we still have to understand that the main cause of us being possessed, experiencing sickness, obstacles, the main cause is still inside, which is our own unsubdued mind and our own non-virtue karma. Yeah. Okay. Even if we do seek external assistance from some of these entities, we still have to remember that the main cause still lies within us, our non-virtue. Yeah.
Oh, tinder sha. Ta tinder ma ta nibas ta niba chola jabsu songne ta kape lapcha seri ta tinder ma mitang tundo la soba dekba jingwa kora shuba na boba mitya ba shindu jawa la soba samba don juwe nense pangho songshi.
Okay, so that is the prescriptive precept that we should cultivate after having gone for refuge to the Buddha. Then what is the prescriptive precept after having gone for refuge to the Dharma? So it says it consists in giving up causing harm or difficulty to humans or animals and so forth through thoughts or actions like beating, binding, ensnaring them, piercing their noses, and loading them unbearably. So in essence, after having gone for refuge to the Dharma, then we should avoid causing harm to other sentient beings. Yeah. So this becomes very important. Then the third prescriptive precept. The third prescriptive precept is, I'll read from another translation. So the third prescriptive precept entails not agreeing with those who do not believe in the three jewels as a refuge and who repudiate them.
This one.
Huh? Boleh? You want, was that English? Sounded like English. The reason why this prescriptive precept of not agreeing with people who do not believe in the three jewels as a refuge and those who put down the three jewels, yeah. Basically, what I think. Yeah. So the point is to avoid coming to be close to them. Why? Especially as a beginner. Because as a beginner, when you're refuge is not yet stable, so by mixing closely with these people who actively, go against the three jewels, who criticize, and so forth, then you put yourself in a difficult spot. There may be a danger that you, because you're unstable, you may actually end up doing what they are doing. You give up your refuge. Yeah. So perhaps because of that, the danger, therefore, there's this prescriptive, this particular precept. So I think it's important to understand, the rationale for this particular precept. Yeah. Otherwise, without, if you don't think about it, it seems as if you have lost your freedom. Hey, you cannot do this, you cannot do that. It's like, telling us not to, So, I guess, when we say we do not associate with these people, I think it's primarily on the physical and verbal level. On the physical and verbal level, you don't maintain a close relationship. But in your heart, you should still feel close to everyone. In your heart, you should not distance. But physically and verbally, you keep a distance because of the dangers explained earlier. Yeah.
我听得下，다 소속이 아니지, 다 전부 전부시, 다 냐바냐바시, 다 미치베데, 로아카르사는 도드메베 대바도다, 다 전부도 유여바이나니, 다 가시 연구면나니, 갑고라 나와 연구요래, 갑고 납치이나니, 중요한데 죽초에, 어떤데 숨구요래.
But come the time when you're stable, your refuge is stable, you have, let's say, you have achieved irreversible faith, yeah. Then there are situations whereby one is permitted for certain reasons, if there's a need, and there is dispensation. You can do some of these things which are not allowed in general. So for those who are very stable and who have irreversible faith, there's a special dispensation for them. In fact, actually for them, they should go. Because with a thought of benefiting others, you know, since they are stable, they should go and do the job, yeah? And, you know, then they see who wins at the end.
Oh, today you go at it. That's a couple of young when you got Tazan, Shanghai, Timena, or that Gunjos and Michelin, Tumberchen and Digimara, Sugoda, the Candainas, the Namshuti Candainas, and Yankos, Tazan, Hamagonia, and Yokta Yung, or Tinder.
So that's why we need to have an overview, you know, complete understanding of the rationale behind some of these things, you know. Yeah, without a complete understanding, you know, sometimes we just look at some of these precepts at face value, you know, then you might start to wonder, Buddhism like that one, they cannot do this and cannot do that one. It's like, you know, becoming very like narrow, you know. So it's not like that, yeah.
我 听得了，听得嘛？他搞不拉不下，听得他的送人吧的，他这边拉不下用的，他做班那三节工作了，接受送差别接了，他三节给他滚到滚到云南的，古巴云南的，他三节故事肯定是云南样，提了他，三节我耐心学习，安尼提拔起过来，安尼古地起过来，我提送给他的，做的。
So next are the prescriptive precepts. That means that those things that we should do. Yeah. Okay. So we should regard any representation of the Buddha, whether it's a statue or painting or drawing, whatever. We should regard, you know, to treat, you know, them as if it was the actual Buddha. We should treat these representations with reverence, respect, and actually pay homage and respect, you know, these representations.
Oh, that's all the tindere, that on that Sanje Gundaina, you sang in a matter of Tindera, you sang in a Taba Cheche, you sang women, Taba Miche, Tindeshina, Miromare, Dianco Chibado in Aya, Yapuchina, Taba Che, Wutimina, Taba Mache, or Tinde, Member Cheche, that on Dain. 간대시다 뉴스냐 간대임에 지뭐 간대임에 돈다니 그 산재기다 두시 샤체 딱 조조 잡아치고에 어디시나 라마 접성용에 어디네 말에.
So we should regard all representations of the Buddha as if it was the actual Buddha and pay and accord it proper reverence and respect. Yeah. So we should not. Our level of respect and reverence for these holy objects should not be based on the materials they are made of. Wow, this one more precious, this one some junk metal. So then you regard the one that's more precious as, wow, something more holy. You know? So that's wrong, yeah. So or when there's a painting of the Buddha, so even if it is not done so well, but you know, we still have to accord it with the recognition from your side, you know, oh, this is Buddha, then you call it proper respect and reverence. And if we do that, we only stand to profit, yeah, basically, ourselves.
Yeah.
And having gone for refuge to the Dharma, then we should regard any scripture, Dharma text, as if it was the actual Dharma, and accord it that level of respect and reverence.
어 독신에 따뜻하니 따뜻 내가 친구 차고 그래 먼저 취해 강 토섬 취해 취해들라 아니 지구 취해 따뜻다 아니 지다 가르소래 따 대배 유두지에 어디로 초밥해 모놈 대배 어디대시나 한 편도 친구 용해 따 대나라 예배 주셔 탐지란 줄에 깨라 개발 용해 그러봐 근데 개발이는 개발 친구 용해 사례.
So it is very important to accord the proper reverence and respect, you know, for the Dharma scriptures, you know, and particularly those, you know, texts, you know, that we ourselves are learning, that we ourselves are reflecting on, you know, isn't it? We should regard it as something very precious. In fact, pay homage to it, you know, make offerings and so forth, you know, because it makes, when we do that, you know, it will make a difference, you know, in terms of our understanding and realizing the subject matter that is contained in those texts.
어떻게네 딘데지다 딘데지 아니고 다 배나 송랍 진저에 다 강랑 강냠슬라에게 달 탐마노 땡에데 송랍 시작하러 송랍나 차장 지여데 다 진저 배나다 송랍소 된 탐바 있나야 아니야 바가 가르소레 야 샹고에 어딘데게 다 가다메 랍샤나나 딘데 용에 다가나시 아니 던다 슈구슈구도 샤레 샤네스 랑제 초라 지모 지양 체벌 뚝대 초당 초마오라 마쿠베 마쿠바 셔럽 체비 균스 몽바 다데디 초 딜레 몽나 지도 송세도 슈구슈들 이담들라 슈군 저거들 셔럽이 샤네세
셔럽은
니 맞나 셔럽 슈군 저다가 슈구들
So we should pay accord proper respect, you know, for the scriptures, because the scriptures, the text, you know, are it is all the things that we need to practice, we need to learn, you know, is contained in the scriptures. The scriptures is the medium through which, you know, these information are made known to us. Yeah, so we have to accord it proper respect and reverence. Yeah. So we should not put it in a low place, we should put the text, you know, in a high place, and so forth. Yeah. So as the great Kadamba Master Sharawa said, you know, we are playing around with the teaching in so many ways. Showing disrespect for the teaching and its teachers ruins our wisdom. We are stupid enough now. Let's not create more stupidity. If we become even more stupid, what will we be able to do?
어 독신이 따톤다니 강 따조 톤다 닝보티레 가르스나 강 토섬치 아니지 달랍자 말로 진짜 말로 버티니 흉진조라 자신 부치고 그러와 대바치고 자신 부치고 어 어디 내가 티레 따톤다 네 친바이나 랑나다야 토섬 곰숨 제라 편도 자치 모용아 시라 표의 규치 어디니 말해.
So yeah, basically we need to develop a really high regard and respect for those scriptures, and that shows us, you know, what we need to practice, and you know, what we need to, shows us what basically what we learn. Yeah. So we need to respect it, make offerings to it, and so forth. Yeah. So by respecting these scriptures, we will stand to profit. Yeah. We will have success in our learning, reflection, and meditation, and it will be a course for us to develop wisdom.
What in the shot, Tinema, that Sumba, that Jinju Kunjok, Lapcha, Stati, Sade Sumbati, Timendo, that Tuxet, that Jinju Kunjola, Jabs Songse, that Jinju Kunjok, that tena rabdu chunga taksam changwa nayang ane chi gindi kunji dushi shakshe teta la tak kurde mishe ta kwanza teba chigo hai gindi kunja na shin kuba chigo hai oti sung hai.
So after the next, the third prescriptive precept, what we should do after having gone for refuge to the Sangha, he says here never to criticize or to despise members of the communities or renunciation, basically members of the Sangha, or basically those who merely possess, you know, the symbols of an ordained person. Doesn't matter, you know, the point is that even the person is just wearing the signs or the ropes, you know. It says here we should regard them with respect, regard them as if they are the actual Sangha Jo itself, you know.
Oh, today is Sunday. That Tanda teaching. That Tanda, ni that Tanga Jo that na so chi yung guo de zuo zuo yang yin ding yung wen ne yang gar suo le da guo gar suo le zuo yin ding se di da gar suo le da. Nyamlen chigwaishi, tatanda, tindayishi gugiyawara, jindu yungwanayang, arwa ta parubi gyuan tapa mahinba, so ta, chokshishini detubeji, ani gugiyawara, tindayi nyamlena chukwaya, arwa, ani zozo, ani jik ta rang choyin, nga jik jindu yinsini, ani jik shiwiji ta, karsoraba, nga jaldan jakbache, o tindayishi jenin, ani mitike, arwa, oti sunguyawara, dinawa.
So it says here that we should respect the Sangha Jo, not to put them down, and to regard them as the actual Sangha Jo itself. Yeah. So you know, you have to understand that, I mean, when you talk about the ordinary, you know, general Sangha, you know, I mean in English you say pattern liao liao. So I mean there are all sorts. I mean there's a variety. I guess I mean the point is that there's a variety. Yeah. So you do see a mix. Yeah. Basically, it is not sufficient just for people to regard, you know, the Sangha as in the way that is taught, you know. But from the Sangha's own side, they also have to practice. Yeah, that's the thing. The point: the Sangha's own side, they have to practice, such as being content and so forth. Yeah. It wouldn't be right if the Sangha pride themselves as being the Sangha. Oh, I'm Sangha. I'm this. I'm that. You know. And then, you know, being arrogant. So that is not right, yeah. Yeah. From the side of the Sangha, it's not right, yeah.
Oh, that's right. 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 That's right.
So, in short, from the side of the, from basically people, we should try not despise or criticize the householders, the lay people, to not to despise or revile the Sangha. But from the Sangha side, then they have to do their part by practicing as much as they can, and to practice a contentment. Yeah.
ओ तुक्षिने ता तंदा निंबो दी देला करे सुंगर सेना बना संजल ठेवाचे रो संजल कुबाचे चुल कुबाचे ता जिंजु कुंजो ताक्षम जिंबा लाया रंगी मुएने ता जुन्दु मातावाचे अनि जी ठेवाचे बाई ना अनि चप्सं करे यारे ता तंदा रंगला शिंजी कुबा चिंबो चिंद ताक्षम कुबाचे देजी युंदे दे सुंगर यारे चिदा वही लेचे बट योदन ता तबर जुरु ओ तुक्षिने सुंगर ओ तीन सर.
So here the advice, you know, the precepts here is telling us, you know, we have to respect, you know, to hold the Buddha in high regard, respect the Buddha, respect the teaching, and respect the Sangha, even those who are just wearing, you know, whatever the person may be, even just the person who is just wearing the robes, you know, we should respect, yeah, and not to criticize. You know. The point here is, if we do that, then from our own side, what benefit is there for our own minds? You know? From our own side, then, you know, we always have the attitude of respect, isn't it? And reverence, isn't it? Yeah. It's always there, manifest, yeah. So that's the benefit, yeah.
This matter. Rangita Jap Sanjakun Chokun Kuba Chabaina Rangla Shingi. 소소 딘데 차벤 랑라 신지 쿠바체 다토 신지 당랑 쿠바체 간스나 랑기 쿠바체 레디 사야로 사바인자 신지 당랑 테단 팀베리 쿠바지 신지 당랑 다토 체시스고
So I made a mistake. So the point is, the first part is still valid. The second part not valid. We regard the Buddha Dhamma Sangha with respect. Then we create the course to be respected ourselves. So lang pai lang ah, the kind of thing, you know. we respect others. Then others in turn in time will do the same to us. Yeah.
What does he mean? That one, that. 어떻게 또 산지 최 긴디나 따톤다니 따도 아니 강토도 농아 예수님만에 아니 랑기 구바치고 해 알아봐 따디 제침 붙이고 디 제바이나 잡서 나라 용아 어디서 구와 맞다 아니 구바치 숨고 이거래 알아봐
So yeah, so it is taught here that from our own side, just as much as possible, we just respect the Buddha Dhamma Sangha from our own side with our body, speech and mind. And if we do that, you know, then
We get the profit.
So it says here to regard even those who are just bearing the signs of ordination, you know. That means not sure whether real or not, but you know, as long as anyway those who wear even just the robes, yeah. The point is that we are supposed from our own side to regard, yeah, to respect, yeah. I guess the point is this, yeah. If we start to revile or look down on any ordained person, then slowly, you know, perhaps we may think that, oh, look at these people, oh, one kind one. Now then we may even start to think, oh, the Dharma is also one kind, you know. Dharma is like that, you know. So if the Dharma is like that or one kind, then I think we may even conclude that, oh, the Buddha also one kind. So then you end up criticizing or, you know, putting down even the Dharma. And the Buddha, yeah. So because of such, because there's a possibility of such danger, so we are advised, you know, to not criticize even those who are just bearing the signs of ordination.
Yeah. So so lapchala otoshini da kapa dam jubas otoshini sum sum re otine yungde tine isare.
Okay, so these are the precepts. Yeah. So there are the three proscriptive precepts and the three prescriptive precepts.
Yeah. That's about the chiwayu na. Kasi chiwayu na china tigmet.
Okay. Now is a Q&A. Yeah, Q&A limited to what we have discussed. Yeah. The mic is there. No questions, we'll just continue.
Otoxine. That Nibala talks, that's so lapcha. So lapcha said, that lapcha talks. What in the young said, Gunjos, never lapcha talks. That in a maloxian and ticket was the lapcha talk, the la Gunjosum, Chabada, and the Jesuit and Yayan Japsuto.
Okay, 74. The general precepts, yeah. So there are six, okay? So A to F, yeah. Okay, so by recalling the distinctions and the good qualities of the three jewels, go for refuge again and again. So that is the first general precept. The second one, by recalling the great kindness of the three jewels, strive to worship them constantly and offer the first portion of your food and drink. Number three, establish other living beings in this practice by considering them with compassion. Number four, whatever activity you engage in and whatever your purpose, make offerings and supplications to the three jewels, forsaking any other worldly matters. That's your kinzo, I guess. Number five, after you have understood the benefits, go for refuge three times in the day and three times at night. And then number six, maintain your refuge and do not forsake the three jewels even in jest or even if it costs you your life.
o tinde sone ta thambo di ani ji kharsa na ta ta thanda thambo di kharso ta 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 to dai yin ta to dai yin jin sa re kharso re punjo sum nam pen zu gi chabar she ani te nam gi zo ta yun de jap sum gi yun de kan de kan de yeme o tinde ya po shi ta chen she ani ji kharso re ani jam do chi ko he
Okay, the first one, by recalling the distinctions and good qualities of the three jewels, yeah, we should go for refuge again and again. So we should bring to mind, you know, what the Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha are, and then their distinctions between them. Remembering all these, you know, then we should entrust ourselves and go for refuge again and again. Yeah.
Atoshin tinema ta niba tela ta kono nanses na sachi chu tinde yungu do ta ina ta kanga to ko in namo ta zo zo ta niba tela tin sare kar sore ta manzo rang la di ji kang jo wa tam je ani kun jo ka din ma she she o ta tinde ge an chile sue ge chi du tinde ge som lo kho che ani cho ba phyo go gyun do ta san je la cho ba phyo go rang la lo ta ji ji kan de jo na kun jo ka din jo wa le so tin xian xie ta tin sue chi du da
So, the second one, on the basis of understanding that all our happiness, every single happiness, is the result of the three jewels, is due to the kindness of the Buddha Dhamma Sangha, based on the understanding, but we should repay the kindness by making offerings constantly to the three jewels.
Otoxine tinema ta zo zo namju ta tinema ta zo zo jundo ngon zo sadong ta to long chu ge zang sa wa dang a thong ya dang kan de chung ba na ya a long chu be ma chu rang ge long ma chu be ma ro tu ani ji ta san ji ge ka jin tin she ani ji thong ma ani toxine san ja la chu ko he o ti lap sha sung ku yo re
And since we have to eat and drink all the time, so before we do so every time, we should first offer that to the Buddha by first remembering his kindness.
Otokshine tatonda aniji tinde shabajina aniji tak tso labochi tso tuwe otinde sungyore tatonda aniji tak kāng pūyā diyā tā pēnā kuñcā lā chūpa chībī kāplā āni jī kāng yāksā nī pūyā guāyā jī rāwā āni kāng duksā nī pūyā mīdhī kāng jī sūng guyā rā kāng yāksā jī, kāng sāngsā, kāng yākṣō rāwā wā tīndē jī sūsū kāng yākṣō dukū tū na kāng lōng chūyā yākṣō dī tā tōmā sāngyā chū jīndī wā tīndē pūyā guāyā sūng guyā rā rāwā
So, okay, we should remember the kindness of the three jewels and constantly make offerings to the three jewels, yeah. And with regard to the kind of things that we offer to the Buddha Dhamma Sangha, so it is said that we should offer the best, to the best of our abilities. You know, we should not offer those lao things that are really not good and bad, lousy.
哦，今天是，那第二，当然是用爱的，那大概我们学不那些的，三界、四地、三观的时候，就，这些经济概念不也不一些，都讲了，但是什么观念不一些呢？但譬如说，上山的譬如说，用过了，对面呢，那个用不嘛了呢？
Well, you know, it's kind of it's really related to what we have discussed earlier. If from our own side, in your heart, if you really indecisively conclude that the Buddha is the only one, let's say, the ultimate refuge, no one better than that, then I guess when it comes to showing reverence and making offerings, you have no problems about offering the best, isn't it? If we don't have that recognition and attitude, I guess then of course then we will not offer the best lah.
Oh, tinder yin zang, ta tinder yapu xian tu ne, ani chi ta ani chi gang chaba pi se jiap sum te la, ani chi chaba pi na, ani chi suna ba du me ba sa ya, wa tinder sam la yapu dang je, ani chaba pi la, ani chi ku ba dang, zong ba chi gu he, wa di lap cha sung gu ya de.
So here the stages of training here advises us to make offerings to the Buddha Dhamma Sangha, because by doing so we quickly complete the collection of merit. So we should honor the three jewels, make offerings and so forth, paying homage with respectfully, and to do it constantly.
어 tinde chigwa, ta tinde chidubayi na, ani chi karasana, ani chi ta jaza labo chi saase, ani chi rangi gyula, ta salam gu toba nyudu kye, ani chi bena, kona nangshin re, bena sung rabu toba, tobayi na, chig ma konga, chig gobayi na, tuen ma konga, tuen konga na, gyula mi jinga, tinde chungbayi na, ani tinto konga dokche, ta dile dokche, ani chi chig sin tuye, tuen ko tuye, gomna gyula toba kye tuye, o tinde yunga, di tula tene, o tinde sung gyula tene.
So, by making all offerings, by paying homage and honoring the three jewels, paying homage, making offerings and so forth, then we will be able to quickly produce the paths and grounds in our own minds, the realizations. Yeah. So as it is said in the text, isn't it? When you listen, you cannot remember the words. Even if you can remember the words, you don't understand the meaning. Maybe you get the meaning, you meditate, nothing happens in the mind. So the solution is to honor the three jewels, pay homage and make offerings and so forth. So if we do that, then you are able to retain the words, you'll be able to understand the meaning, you will be able to produce the experiences and the realizations in your mind.
Oh, tinde sungse tinde ma da yang da choba chejung kande ji na ya da che da chungse de zo rang ge sem gi dong ni yong ai shi le s o tinde sung ge yo de zo ani ji kar so la so so la pe na yue xie me ba yi na an choba pe mi du s ni de gu ma le s zo zo rang ge choba se de rang ge sem gi dong ni pe shi le s rang ge le lang che 아니지 초바 담에다 비에 요레스 와 초발라 라토고 마레스 조 심레 송한티레
Now as for the size or the how extensive one's offerings are, it has got to do also with one's mind, how extensive big your mind is. So those who have relatively less to offer, who are unable to afford for or to do not have anything to offer, they should not feel that, oh, therefore I have nothing, so I can't do anything. You know? So it's not the case. Yeah. So because one can also make offerings, mentally created offerings. Yeah. You know, by bringing these offerings to mind, and then okay.
我听得说了，呀，他提出了呀，听得说呢，提出了呀，让了月薪都动明白吧，听得起来呀，没得过来是。到到明那听得起过，月薪都动明白吧，呀，三年经济明白起来，天天给要嘛的是。他都有那屁股呀，提什么要的？
The text, having said this, The text also say, the teachings also say, but when you have things to offer and you don't offer any, you just all mentally create, you know. Then it is just wrong, yeah. Yes, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't even use the word inappropriate. I'll just someone who can see taking those who are blind for a spin. You know, like trying to, you know. Basically, confuse them. Yeah. taking them for a ride, yeah, basically.
Oh, today, Sungudo, Chazanta, today, Risha. That's on time. Choba Chunjun, and I saw Choba Chunjun, Yobaina, Tineta. 접숨라 피해라 아니 좀 받된 거 아니 뒤에 갈래 아니씩 상으로 상으로 당시 좀봐 강제 자체지 강상상 부여해라 아 배준 치고 어디 숨겨래 그러봐.
So even though we don't have much to offer, we should still offer, yeah. And then slowly, you know, we strive to increase the quality and the size of your offering. Yeah.
Then
on page 75 under a sub outline number 9. So those are great bodhisattvas, especially those abiding on the grounds, yeah, the bodhisattva grounds, from the first bodhisattva ground onwards. So these great beings have achieved control over material things, yeah. And they themselves have the ability to emanate many replicas of themselves, going to thousands and hundreds of thousands and what have you. So these great Arya bodhisattvas who have gained control over material things, they still manifest numerous replicas of themselves, and they all go to various Buddha lands, and they constantly offer honor to Buddhas. So this is what the great, even these great beings, bodhisattvas, this is what they do. Yeah. There are people who believe, and they actually tell others that, you know, in order to achieve enlightenment, there's no need to do all these things, you know. There's no need to go and, make all these countless offerings and, you know, put all this effort. You know. Rather, what we need to do is just to meditate. And you just meditate, and then you will be able to achieve enlightenment. There's no need for all these, all these vast offerings and all this extensiveness and what have you. So, If that, so whenever a person say, whoever it is, says something like this, then it is a very clear sign that the person has no idea what he or she is talking about. That is a sign that the person has no, doesn't have an overview, a good, complete understanding of the entire Buddha Dharma.
我读起来，我读起来，他做他做的嘞，他上结巴了，说那么做，报的那么啥乖，我提什么乖嘞？做他那些宁波连天巴嘞，他上那，工资被抢去什么那么几样，他六分钟忙不就些，上去报的那巴了，去年说那么啥呀？天天一呢，他俺就说那么啥个，慢慢过巴嘞，是的，提什么当些，俺说那么啥呀啦，是吧？结巴了，俺就吃不就些说那么啥呀啦，做么点乖？
What is the advice that we can extract from this paragraph here? If these great beings have to do these things, then it goes without saying that we mere mortals have to do even more. We need to do it. So the point of this is because it shows in order to achieve enlightenment, we need to amass a huge, unbelievable amount of merit here. So with that understanding, therefore, we should strive to accumulate the collection of merit by honoring the Buddha Dharma Sangha, yeah? By paying homage, making offerings, and so forth. Yeah?
我听得下，他做他对嘞，他把这些没特别修呢，他听得嘞，他听到，俺那三结巴了，他知道嘞，他三结巴了，说那么一些错事，五个月嘞，他说那一些做你们那三结，他贵要么嘞，加上他说那么做八度没把杀过来的，结些不下个月嘞，加上说那么啥呗，有交的交的，俺那结束下个月嘞，我听着，俺什么当些，俺那些说那么做，刚头都杀过来了，中过来，我提送过来嘞。
So in general, in order to achieve full enlightenment, we have to amass and complete the collection of merit and the collection of wisdom. Yeah. So we have to amass immeasurable collection of merit and wisdom in order to achieve full enlightenment. So therefore, it becomes very important for us to do that, to amass this these collections. Yeah. And there is no better object, in relation to whom we can accumulate these collections of merit and wisdom. No better object, there's no higher object than the Buddha Dharma Sangha. Yeah. So we should then strive to make strive to honor the Buddha Dharma Sangha. So we will continue with page 76 and the rest of this section on today's what day? Tuesday? Okay, I seriously don't know. Okay. We will continue on Thursday. Okay, so finish off with the prayers.